President-elect Obama, when he was a candidate, made a commitment to support the national aid strategy. He has reiterated that commitment as recently as today in a World AIDS Day statement. The United States requires foreign countries to put together a national coordinated plan, something that 20 years into the epidemic, the United States does not require of itself. So the national aid strategy would in fact mean that we would have that plan, have that coordination, and really look at what our best practices and how to reach the most affected communities. So I am very optimistic that President-elect Obama will follow through on this commitment.
What's the most important aspect of that proposed national aid strategy?
I think that part of it is really taking an assessment of what we do, what works, and how to really promote intra-governmental coordination. So Ryan White, CDC, HUD, the Veterans Administration, which is the largest provider of HIV care in the country, all of those entities need to coordinate care, but to also partner with the not-for-profit and foundation world. So we have many foundations, such as MacAIDS, who provide support, but do they provide the support where there's the greatest need, or are they just providing support to whoever writes the best grants? And while I want that money and we need that money and the Black AIDS Institute needs that money, are there other groups or other programs that need it more? And so the National AIDS Strategy really should help make an assessment about what are the national priorities and what is the roadmap that we're going to get there.